Welcome to your cycling news on Friday, the 27th of June. Sponsorship tensions are flaring across the World Tour as multiple teams scramble to secure financial lifelines. Lotto Destiny CEO Stéphane Heulot says that the team is in a real fight, that's his words, for long-term backing, admitting last-minute agreement will keep the team visible at the Tour de France, but the uncertainty still looms beyond 2025. Meanwhile, Arkea BNB faces an even deeper crisis, with both title sponsors pulling out. The team's future hinges on fresh investments by 2026 as they battle poor sporting results and internal instability. In a separate development, Ineos Grenadier has struck a workaround with French energy giant Total Energies. The sponsor's logo will appear on the Ineos jersey during the Tour de France, skirting the UCI regulations prohibiting dual title sponsors, raising further questions about rule enforcement and team funding tactics. More high-profile withdrawals have shaken the Tour de France start list. Theo Gegenhardt has confirmed he won't race, citing a lingering illness that derailed his return to form after a long injury layoff. Despite efforts to rebuild for July, the Lidl Trek rider says it's been tricky to put all the pieces together in time. Over in France, Groupama FDJ David Gaudu has also pulled the plug on his Tour de France ambitions after failing to reach race condition. He is joining Benoît Cosnefroy, who earlier ruled himself out due to a similar lack of form. Nike is making a quiet comeback in pro cycling after years of stepping away from the sport. The brand was once heavily involved, most famously through the sponsorship of Lance Armstrong, but pulled out after the doping fallout. Since then, Nike has stayed mostly out of the pro peloton, aside from a few personal deals with riders like Mark Cavendish and more recently Demi Vollering. Now, it's back, not with racing kit, but with casual clothing. Nike has signed a lifestyle apparel deal with Visma Lizeback, and a similar one is lined up with FDJ Suez for the end of 2025. The riders and staff will wear Nike-branded off-bike gear, with the logo already appearing on team vehicles during the Tour de France. It's a subtle move, but it shows that Nike wants to rejoin the cycling world. This was your cycling news on Friday, the 27th of June. Tune in for the Unclip with Grace Byrne on Monday and a full Tour de France preview podcast with Dave McKenzie and myself on Wednesday.